So I want to talk for a moment about trusting in the reality of God's redemptive arc over all people, all places, all circumstances, even as we consider the people, the place, and the circumstances of Afghanistan. Yes, I know the headline attention on Afghanistan is going to pivot. It is going to move away from the concerns of those people in that place and their circumstances. And so as Christians, I want us to linger here for a moment. Let us not be so easily distracted. Let us hold our gaze on this for a moment. 20 years ago, I want you to consider how much you knew about Afghanistan, the Afghan people, 20 years ago. 20 years ago today. Could you have found it on a map? Maybe. Did you know that there were 14 tribes? Could you say Kandahar? Were you familiar with Kabul? Did you know the names of provinces? Probably not. Probably not. Afghanistan came into view for most of us 20 years ago, October 1st. Because that's really when the war effort on the part of America began. So 20 years ago today, September the 1st, we didn't really know much about Afghanistan, its people, its places, its circumstances. Here's what we came to see. We came to see those people and that place and their circumstances as other, as enemy. And I want you to consider that somehow over the course of 20 years, those whom we once saw as enemies, we now regard as closer than many of our own countrymen. Those who once we perceived as posing a near existential threat to who we are and our way of life, we now describe as under such threat. What changed? What changed? Because that's a heart change. It's not just time. It's not just time that changed our perspective. Part of it was getting proximate to them. We went. Now, you probably didn't go. I didn't physically go, but we went. My stepson, Jonathan, went to tours in Afghanistan as a U.S. Marine. We went. Our young men and women went. We saw. Our journalists went, and we saw. We met. Their stories were told. We came to know them. We became their friends. We entrusted ourselves to their hospitality. We grew to love them. The place, Afghanistan, is described as a land where empires go to die. It's also a place where the best of our redemptive efforts have been on display at great sacrifice for 20 years. We discovered a people who are precious. People who want the same things for their children that we want for ours. People who have been responsive to the gospel and receptive of the biblical truth that God created us equally in his image as male and female. That's the real conversation, by the way, about educating girls. The real conversation comes down to worldview. Do we see both girls and boys, both men and women, as equally created in the image of God and therefore worthy, worthy of being regarded as equals? I mean, what some call a Western idea that girls should be educated, that girls should learn to read and write and go to school, that Western idea isn't actually Western so much as it is Judeo-Christian. It's a biblical conviction that each and all are created in the image of God. And even as the borders close to gospel missions, the gospel has been planted in Afghanistan, in the hearts and minds of people. Hearts and minds have been renewed by the transforming power of the Word of God. The gospel arc is advancing, and there's no stopping it. We must trust God with and for the people in places that we cannot go, in places that get shut off, in circumstances we cannot imagine. The gospel arc is moving today in North Korea, where Christian missions cannot. The gospel arc is moving today in China, in places and spaces where missionaries can no longer go. Friends, God either has the whole world in the hollow of his hands or he is not God. God has got this. So even in our distress and our frustration and our anger, let us declare our faith in the faithfulness of God. Let us speak today of God's goodness. Let us appeal to him for a fresh wind of the Spirit and particular evidences of his amazing, all-sufficient grace. The gospel holds. Trust God. There's no stopping the gospel. His empire, his kingdom, well, his kingdom has come and his kingdom comes. Afghanistan is not beyond God's concern and certainly not beyond the reach of God's good gospel.